क्या सवाल किए जा। वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो। आई एम योर होस्ट विद्या एंड दिस शो इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय सफारी किड, द प्री स्कूल एंड आफ्टर स्कूल प्रोग्राम विद मेनी मेनी लोकेशंस ऑल ओवर द बे एरिया। चेक आउट मोर अबाउट देम ऑन safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com। एंड पेरेंट्स, इफ यू आर लिसनिंग एंड यू हैवंट ऑलरेडी लाइक द सफारी क्विज शो पेज ऑन फेसबुक, प्लीज डू सो एज वेल। So Facebook page is, of course, Safari Quiz Show. Simple. Today I have an important announcement. On December 11th, 12th and 13th, the International Kids Festival is coming to town. The International Kids Festival. It's being brought to you for the first time, brought to the Bay Area for the first time by Safari Kid. It's a festival where kids can learn from the best fashion, dance and acting gurus. And they can learn a lot about personality development, self-esteem development and leadership development. There are some big celebrities coming to this, like Bollywood choreographer and Nach Baliye judge Master Marzi, Bollywood star Sushant Singh, Mr. India Sachin Khurana and many others. For more information, visit internationalkidsfestival.com for more details. And you can call 408-471-7347 for tickets and enrollment information. It's called the International Kids Festival. And of course, you can find more information at internationalkidsfestival.com. You'll be hearing the ad for it several times during the show. So don't worry if you have missed out on some details. Just keep listening to the show and you'll get more information. But before we move on, I want to say a big thank you to the sponsors for that show. There's Sanjeev Gupta, the number one CPA in the Bay Area. Prince Realty, a residential and commercial real estate agent, Dr. Meelu Sinha of Smile Zone Dental, and Chat Bhavan and Travelopod. These are the sponsors if you want to get sponsorships for the show. Again, internationalkidsfestival.com is the place to call. Just a minute, we have an announcement from our contestant, Nikhil. Yes, go ahead.
My mom's one of those people.
Into the mic.
My mom's one of those people that...
Is sponsoring it?
Yeah.
Cool. Good for her. So I'm sure you'll be participating in the show, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So we'll talk a little more with you when we do our introductions. Also want to mention to everybody listening, if you want to sponsor any part of our show, like the prizes, please do get in touch with us. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. This is a really popular show with lots and lots of loyal listeners. And it would be a great idea for you to participate and sponsor this show. All right, let's move on to meeting our contestants for today. Our first contestant is Simone. Welcome to the show, Simone.
Thank you.
Say hi.
Hi.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Simone. I'm 7 years old and I go to Ardenwood Elementary.
Awesome. So is it second grade now?
Yeah.
Is it fun so far? What do you do for fun, Simone, after school?
I go to Safari Kid and I do my homework.
And Safari Kid, you do homework, but you also get to play and learn some other stuff?
Yeah.
What is that?
We have things like chess class and creative writing.
Which one do you like?
I like chess.
You like chess? Are you good at it?
Yeah.
You're still learning? Yeah? Cool. Awesome. Welcome to the show, Simone. Our next contestant is Risa. Welcome to the show, Risa.
Thank you.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 7 years old and I go to Ardenwood.
Cool. And what do you do for fun after school, Risa?
I...
Do you like to read?
Yeah.
What do you read? What are you reading these days?
I read many books, so I don't know.
What about Magic Treehouse? A lot of kids read it at this time.
I don't read it.
No? But I'm sure you like reading?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject at school? Everything? Is school fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? Welcome to the show, Risa. Our last contestant is Nikhil. Nikhil, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm seven years old. I go to Ardenwood Elementary School. My teacher is Miss Nishimori. And my favorite thing to do after school is go to Safari Kid and read about books. And I also like to play in chess class. In chess class, I like to play with challenging opponents. And I like to read Geronimo Stilton books because they're very funny. And Geronimo Stilton is is books keep on continuing.
Oh, yes. They have a bunch of books now, isn't it?
Yes.
Last week somebody said The Phoenix. What is
Phoenix of Destiny. I have it.
You have it? Is it fun?
Yeah, it's a really big book. It has 584 pages.
Wow, useful for reading log, huh?
But I already read it 10 times.
Unfortunately, you can't write it in the reading log 10 times. So, Nikhil, tell me about this International Kids Festival. What do you know about it?
Well, my mom said I'm going to help with the decorations.
Okay.
And I might even have to choose some gifts for the people, the kids.
Are you going to have contests in it? Are there going to be contests? All right, people, if you're listening, internationalkidsfestival.com. More information during the ads, in the ads during the breaks. So be sure to check it out or visit internationalkidsfestival.com for more details. Okay, so we've met the kids today. They're all second graders and we're going to get started. But before that, a little explanation of the rules because they're all new to the show. So we have three categories, 10 questions each. At the end of each category, we have a listener question. That's for the kids who are listening at home and it's not open to the kids in the studio. Okay? Now, when we ask the question, all of you have buzzers. You've tried, played around with the buzzer a little bit before the show. When you buzz, the buzzer will tell me who buzzed first. And only they get to answer the show. Whosoever's buzzer lights up, they get to answer the show. Yes, Nikhil?
How is how about if two people press the buzzer at the same time?
So even though you may think that you're pressing the buzzer at the same time, one of you pressed like a nanosecond before, and the buzzer will decide that. Okay, so if two people press the buzzer at the same time, that's why we have a buzzer, because my ears might think that both of you pressed it at the same time, but the buzzer knows who pressed just a little bit ahead of the other one. Okay, so if your button lights up, you have to answer the question. If you get it right, you get 10 points. If you get it wrong, you get minus 5. If you get it wrong, the question passes to the next person.
And they can say pass if they don't know the
question. And they can say pass if they don't know the question. Yes, Simone.
What if nobody knows the question?
Then I get to eat ice cream. If nobody knows the question, I'll actually give you another clue. And then everybody can buzz in again. Okay, when the question passes to the next person, they have the opportunity to say pass. Pass means no points lost, no points gained. But if you think you know the answer, you can answer. And you get 5 points if you're right, minus 5 if you're wrong. Got it? Past questions, minus 5, plus 5. First question, first time buzzer question, plus 10, minus 5. Got it?
Alright.
So let's. Are you guys ready to play with the first category today?
Yes.
Awesome. Let's do...
What is the first category?
We'll find out. But let's see if your buzzers are working. Simone first. Oh, the sound was off, I think. Let's try it again. Try it again. Yep. All right. Risa and Nikhil. Awesome. The first category today is animals with 5-letter name. Yes, everybody knows. So buzzer skills are really important. I always tell the kids, this is how you hold the buzzer in your palm with your thumb pressing the buzzer so that you can be as fast as possible. All right. Question number one. Striped carnivore found in India. Striped carnivore found in India.
Tiger.
Tiger is right, Risa. 10 points. So the red counters are 10 points. Hold that. You can collect it and later we'll count them. Question number two. Striped black and white herbivore.
Mm-hmm.
Zebra. Zebra is right. Good job. 10 points to Simone. Question number three. Desert animal that has humps. Yes.
Camel.
Camel is right. I think these kids are super smart. I needed to have tougher questions. Okay, question number four. Four-legged animal we can ride on.
Mm-hmm.
Horse. Very good. Remember, these all have to have 5 letters. And yeah, some of these questions may have more than one correct answer. So long as they all have 5 letters in their names, I'll accept it. Okay? Question number five. Large ocean mammal. Risa.
Whale.
Whale. Very good. 10 points. Question number six. Predatory animal found in the ocean. Scary animal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shark.
Good job. 10 points. Question number seven. White bird found near the water.
Mm-hmm.
Crane. Crane. I'll accept it. It's 5 letters. I told you. This one actually has many 5-letter answers. I know like 3 more. Good job. Question number eight. sidekick of Batman, also a bird?
Robin.
I knew the boy would answer it. Good job, Nikhil. All right, question number 9. Animal with antlers found in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Moose. Moose is right. Good job. 10 points to Nikhil again. And last question in this category, I think we're going to be having to play full songs today because they're so smart. Question number 10. Laughing animal that scavenges food left by lions.
Hyena.
Hyena. Excellent, Risa. Oh my gosh, you kids did awesome. All right. This next question is for our listeners listening at home. This is not for you guys. So zip. Okay. Our call-in number is 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. And our question in our category, animals with five-letter names. Animal found in Madagascar with a striped tail. No, it's not open for you. It's open for the kids in the studio, listening at home. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Let's go on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu and the answer is penguin.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Nope. Hi, you're on the air. Wow, a lot of confusion for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kaya and it's Reva.
Thank you, Kaya. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Aditya and the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas and the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly and the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti and the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish and the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anushka Peer, and I think the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Anushka. Are we moving on? Have we moved on? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Devi Priya, and I think the answer is penguin.
Thank you, Devi Priya. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Shreya. Shreya was the last caller for our first question. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be Nikhil's turn to pick the winner from all the correct answers. And we'll also see how the kids did in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. G-A-J-A.
The Safari Quiz Show.
G-A-J-A.
G-A-J-A.
All right, that was much better. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Simone, Risa and Nikhil. And we had a fabulous first round where the kids knew all the answers. No mistakes. So we'll take a look at what points they have. But before that, let's take a look at the listener question. A listener question in the category animals with five-letter names is animal found in Madagascar and has a striped tail. To all those people who said penguin, I think you watched the movie Madagascar. And in the movie, did they have a striped tail? Plus, penguins are not five letters. The correct answer was lemur. And from all the person who got it right, it was Nikhil's turn to pick a winner. Nikhil, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The first listener question winner is Krish.
Krish. All right. Congrats, Krish. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, write question number 1, November 7th, 2015. In the body, the question, answer, and your contact information. All right. Let's take a look at the points in the studio. Simone, how many points do you have? 20. Yes. 20. Risa?
40.
And Nikhil?
40.
Oh, wow. Super close game. It's going to be very, very dependent on the buzzer because I have three awesome kids in the studio here today. So let's quickly take a check on the buzzer. First, it's Simone. Then Risa. Then Nikhil. Yes, buzzers are working. Are we ready for our next category?
Yes.
It's opposites. Ready? First one. Sink. Go for it. That was Nikhil. Time's up. Minus 5 for Nikhil. Question passes to Simone. Sink. And if you don't know the answer, you can say pass.
I think the buzzer.
No.
Float.
Float is right. 5 points to Simone. Good job. All right. Question number 2. always, always, I always like to play soccer. Buzz. You have a buzz. Buzzer is open. Always, yes.
Never?
Never. I never like to do it. Exactly. Good job. 10 points to Simone. Question number 3. Truth. Truth.
Lie.
Good job. 10 points. You don't have to be nervous, Simone. You got it right. Question number 4. Hungry.
Starving.
No, hungry and starving are synonyms. It's opposite you're looking for. So minus 5 from Zissa. Question passes to Nikhil. Hungry.
Pass.
I'm hungry.
Full?
Yes. 5 points. Good job. Good job. Question number 5. Light. Light. Mm-hmm.
Dark.
Dark. Good job, Nikhil. 10 points. Question number 6. Shallow.
Deep.
10 points to Rissa. Very good. Question number 7. Strong.
Weak.
10 points. Question number 8. Cool.
Warm.
Yes, good job. Warm is right. That's 10 points to Simone. Question number 9. Dead.
Alive.
10 points. Question number 10. Dangerous.
Safe.
Oh, that was awesome. That was a difficult one. Good job. Safe is right. All right. Everybody got lots and lots of points. It'll be interesting to see what they added up to, but we'll check that after the break. It's time for our listener question. Call-in number is 510-270-8830, 510-270-8830. And I have a riddle for you on this, and not an opposite because that would be too easy. So here's the riddle. If 3 cats ate 3 mice in 3 minutes, how many cats could eat 100 mice in 100 minutes. Okay, no answers in the studio. This is only for the kids listening at home. If 3 cats ate 3 mice in 3 minutes, how many cats would eat 100 mice in 100 minutes? All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas and the answer is 100 cats.
100 cats, thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air. Go for it.
Huh?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh. Hello. My name is Ayman, and I think the answer is 100 mice.
I was asking for cats, but that's okay. Let's move on. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sally, and the answer is 3 cats.
Thank you, Sally. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Gayatri, and the answer is 3 cats.
Thank you, Gayatri. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is 100 mice.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Devi Priya, and I think the answer is 100 cats.
Thank you, Devi Priya. Hi, you're on the air. No.
Hi, my name is Anya,
yes.
And I think the answer is 100 cats.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Somi, and the answer is 100 cats.
Thank you, Somi. And we have 2 more calls here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is 100 cats.
Thank you, Nikhil. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Aditya, and the answer is 100 cats.
Thank you, Aditya. Aditya was the last caller for this question. It'll be Risa's turn to pick the winner this time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll reveal the answer of this question and the winner, and also...
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jija!
Jija!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. That one was a real stumper. All right. Also, because I didn't quite ask it correctly, but I will give you the answer and explanation right now. So let's take a quick look at our listener question that we did just before we went on break. If three cats ate three mice in 3 minutes, how many cats would it take to eat 100 mice in 100 minutes? Everybody said 100, but that is not correct. The correct answer is 3. So here's the explanation. If three cats catch three rats in 3 minutes, then one cat can catch one rat in the same 3 minutes. One cat, right? If three cats did this, one cat takes 3 minutes to catch one rat. So that means one cat can catch 1/3 of a rat every minute. So in 100 minutes, a cat can catch 33 1/3 of a rat. So in 100 minutes, three cats can catch 100 rats in 100 minutes. Complicated. So everybody who said 100, go back and do this problem again. Ask mom or dad to help. Alright, that was a tough one. From the two correct answers, it was Risa's turn to pick a winner. Risa, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner of the second listener question is Gayatri.
All right, Gayatri. Congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, say question number 2, November 7, 2015. Question number 2, November 7, 2015. In the body of the email, your contact information and the question and answer. All right. Let's take a look at the scores in the studio because they changed quite a bit in the second round. It was again a very even, very good round. Our category was opposite. So, Simone, how many points do you have? She's counting now.
70. I have 70 points.
70 points. All right. Excellent. What about you, Risa?
I think I have 15.
Count, count. And into the mic. Into the mic. 55? Alright. And what about you, Nikhil?
55.
Oof, this is super close. Okay, our next category is one I have not tried before. This is a very interesting category that the kids have already prepped for on the pieces of paper. Excuse me. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to give them a word and they have to quickly alphabetize the letters in the word starting from lowest, that is A, to go to highest, that is Z. Okay? So, for instance, if I say a word like begin, then they would have to go B-E-G-I-N. Because all the letters are in alphabetical order already. Okay, that was a really bad example. How about radio? Then they would go A-A-D-I-O-R. Okay? All right. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's check our buzzers and make sure everybody's buzzers are working because this is again going to be a very buzzer-friendly round. Simone, Risa, and Nikhil. All right. Ready? First word. Star. Mm-hmm. Minus 5. Question passes to Simone. One. Huh. Okay. Risa?
What?
You have to arrange the letters in the word star in alphabetical order. You have 5 seconds.
Pass.
I think they got totally rattled by it. Take more time. It's A-R-S-T. A-R-S-T, of course. All right. Can I tell you something? Putting that alphabet list in your paper is actually slowing you down. Because you guys know your alphabets. Don't you know?
Yeah.
Yes, everybody remembers the alphabet song?
Yeah.
So you will be able to do it without looking at that list.
Okay?
But use the reverse side of the paper to actually note down the word. Note down the word I'm telling you. So that you can immediately look for which is the first, which is the second, which is the third word. Okay? But you understood the category, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Our second word is joint. J-O-I-N-T. Okay, go for it. Sorry, Nikhil. Minus 5. Question passes to Simone. 5.
I.
Okay, that's not correct. A question passes to Risa. Risa, have you got the answer?
J-I-O-N-T.
Nope, that is not correct. Minus 5. Wow, this is proving to be an unexpectedly difficult category. I'm going to do more of it. The answer is I-G-H-I-J. Remember?
Oh.
I-J-N-O-T. K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T. Okay, let's try another one. Maybe an easy one, huh? Nikhil, you are actually rattling them because you buzz in quickly, but they don't have time to think either. So you're going to be losing points. They can always say pass, pass, remember? All right. Here's an easy one. Ready? Bear. B-E-A-R. Mm-hmm.
A-B-E-R.
That is correct. Good job. 10 points to Nikhil. All right, next one. Little bit bigger. Ready? Pickle. P-I-C-K-L-E. Pickle. Mm-hmm.
C-E-K-L-P.
Not correct, anyway. So, Simone?
C-E-I-K-L-P.
Mm-hmm.
K-L-P.
Mm-hmm. 5 points. Good job. All right. I have to do the 5-second countdown very strictly next time, okay? Next word. Ready? Master. Mm-hmm.
A-E-M-R-T.
Not correct. Question passes to Simone. 5, 4. Mm-hmm.
M-R-S.
Wrong. Minus 5. Question passes to Risa.
A.
R-S-T. Yes. 5 points. Good job. Okay. Let me tell you girls Nikhil's strategy. He's using the 5 seconds to think. You can do it too. So you can buzz, then think, because you have 5 seconds. All right? Question number 5. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Campus. C-A-M-P-U-S. Campus. Okay? Go for it, teacher.
A-C-M-P-S.
Mm-hmm. Close, but not... You didn't finish the word. Question passes to Simone. 5, 4...
A...
Mm-hmm.
M-P-S-U.
Yes, 5 points. You forgot the U, Nikhil. What happened to the U? You ate it up. Okay, question number 7.
I don't have any more space on the paper.
Okay, let's give you some more paper. Anybody else needs paper?
No.
Alright. Next word. Ready? Danger. I don't have to spell this. I think everybody knows how to spell it. Mm-hmm.
A-D-E-G.
It's okay, finish.
L-R?
Yes, 10 points. I do allow the girls to finish, so there's no reason why you shouldn't finish too. I just don't want you to miss a word. Okay, are you girls ready? Table. Mm-hmm.
A-B-E-L-T.
Correct, 10 points to Nikhil. Girls, if you want to make any more points in this, you have to buzz first, think later. That's the strategy. Ready? Question number 9. Fight. That was too close. Wrong. Minus 5. Question passes to Risa.
F.
Mm-hmm.
I-T.
That's not correct. Minus 5. Passes to Nikhil.
F.
I-T. Correct. 5 points. Good job. Last word. Last word. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Actor. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
A.
Oh.
C.
Mm-hmm. No, you go ahead.
E-R.
Arti.
Yes, 10 points. That finishes this category. Oof, everybody is heaving a sigh of relief. This was too difficult. All right, it's time for our listener question. 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Mike, can you remove the kids mic? Thanks. Here is the listener question number 3 for today's category. Kids, no counting on the air. Everybody can hear you. So very quiet, we'll count in the break. What letter starts with T, ends with T, and is full of T? What letter starts with T, ends with T, and is full of T? Michael? Okay, think. In the meantime, you want to try that caller? Let's go. Let's check it out. You got it? Okay, we'll find out. Hi, you're on the air. No, second caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Asna Faliti, and I think the answer is fat.
Fat? Okay. Thank you, Asna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anushka, and I think the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Anushka. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rihanna, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Rihanna. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and I think the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Anshu, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Anshu. Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Tanisha. Tanisha was the last caller for our last question of the day. This time, the winner is going to be picked by Simone. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, all the winners, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
The
Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Hi, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We had a lot of confusion during the break because first we thought we had a winner and then we found out the dreaded tie break. All right, but before, so first we're going to check that out and then we're going to announce the winner of our third listener question. So first let's look at the points in the studio. Simone, how many points do you have?
I have
into 10, the mic.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
She's counting it again.
65 points.
65 points. What about Risa? Risa, into the mic, honey.
I have 60 points.
60 points. And Nikhil?
I have 65 points.
Nikhil also has 65 points. So this caused us some confusion because originally we didn't realize that there was a tiebreaker. All right. So let's first do the tiebreaker question between. This question is only open. This question is only open to Simone and Nikhil. Let's make sure your buzzers are on because I had even shut off the buzzer. And? All right. You guys ready for the last tiebreaker question? Okay. We are going to do this in the category animals, which both kids agreed to. Here's the tiebreaker question. Animal which gives out a stinky smell. Yes.
Skunk.
Skunk is right. Good job. Nikhil got that. And one. Buzzer skills, very important here. And now it's going to be Simone's turn to pick a winner from our listener questions. Simone, who is the... Oh, first of all, wait. Who's the... What was the answer? What letter starts with T, ends with T and full of T? Most of you got it right. The answer is indeed teapot. And from all the correct answers, Simone is picking the winner. Simone, who's the winner of our third listener question?
The winner of the listener question is Anya.
Anya, all right. Anya, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Subject line should be question number 3. November 7, 2015. I just got a call from the winner of our listener, not a call, an email from the winner of the first listener question. But I would want that resubmitted because they did not put in question number 1, November 7, 2015 in the subject line. So whoever did that, please resend it to us with the correct subject line. So Anya, you know what to do. Question number 3, November 7, 2015 in the subject line and the rest of the information in the body of the email. All right. So that, let's give a big round of applause to everybody in the studio. Come on, kids. Woohoo! And congratulations to Nikhil. He played really well, but it was a really close game. This was awesome, and I hope you kids had a lot of fun doing it. And that's all we had time for the show today. The show was brought to you by Safari Kid. The show was produced by Ms. Deepa and Michael, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Oh, how was it?